What are the benefits of observing the eight precepts as in relation to just the five? Are there extra benefits to observe the eight?
Oh yeah, there are extra bonuses.
Extra bonuses.
There's a whole different tenor, feeling to the eight precepts. Eight precepts are what are called renunciant precepts. So the five precepts are your fundamental moral precepts, your fundamental foundation of really wholesome and skillful virtue and integrity. But then with the eight precepts, you're starting to move towards the aspect of renunciation and relinquishment, because it takes a certain relinquishment to really commit to celibacy. It takes a relinquishment to just eating at one period of the day, kind of having a certain discipline around intake of one's, having a commitment to a discipline of non-distraction, not getting distracted with music and shows and paying attention to one's appearance and things like that. And the simplicity of one's dwelling place and sleeping quarters, resting quarters. There's a simplicity that one's paying. So that, the tenor of the following of precepts is one of a commitment to simplicity and renunciation.